Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, was written by Dan Peeler and is narrated by Beth Wilson. Today's words of inspiration come from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hear today's words of hope. Many years ago, I remember my grandmother sitting at her ancient Singer sewing machine, finishing one of the hundreds of shirts she continually made for a local orphan's home, and quoting today's reading from Ephesians to me. She loved the color symbolism and knew the word pictures would remind me of the brave knights and dauntless rebels of the Round Table or Sherwood Forest, whose adventures inspired my imagination in those days. Lancelot and Robin Hood never failed to douse the flaming arrows of the evil ones. My grandmother never forgot to emphasize that most folks aren't really so much evil as they are misinformed. She was also quick to remind me that the list of weapons was symbolic, and what Paul was talking about was the power of the Word of God. She mentioned the Apostle Paul in a familiar tone, as if she'd gone to high school with him. Through my 8-year-old eyes, observing her silver gray hair pulled back into a bun, I thought she probably had. Now, being about the same age she was then, I know she wasn't that old after all, but her wisdom was. One example of her eternal wisdom was another observation she made about this passage. You don't have to go too far from home to watch out for those flaming arrows. She was referring to her ongoing religious debates with her sister, my Aunt Nora, about how a good Christian should behave. Nora was our Presbyterian Church's self-appointed expert on proper religious tradition. She was also the church gossip. I overheard one of these sessions from another room once. I remember Nora lecturing my grandmother about not always standing up with the rest of the congregation during specific times of the worship service. "I'm old, Nora," was my grandmother's only comment. "I don't care how old you are," Nora retaliated. "A good Christian always stands up." My grandmother thought it over briefly and finally replied, "Then why do you stand up?" I left the room to avoid being discovered, doubled over with laughter. Today, my grandmother's words are still with me. There are more flaming arrows flying than I can ever remember, filling the airwaves, and now the web, with hateful words and accusations as to who a Christian really is, but more frequently, who isn't. It takes the whole armor of God, and sometimes even an old sewing machine, to know the difference. Let us pray. Thank you for the power of your words and the generations of your followers who have lived their lives by them. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.